Hey friends, this is Doug Addison, June 3rd, 2020, and I'm about to release to you a prophetic word that I recorded for June 3rd, for the month of June, and for my Spirit Connection podcast. However, during the time since I recorded it and since right now, I want to just add this addendum to the beginning because of all the events that happened last weekend. And on the weekend, for many of us in big cities like Los Angeles, it was intended for us to reopen. We went under siege and basically a war, and it reinforces what I've been saying about Satan unleashing everything against what is coming. Now, this is over the death of George Floyd, and it's unacceptable with what happened. And this is a time that injustices of killings and police brutality can no longer be accepted or tolerated. And no more can we tolerate as well the spirits of lawlessness, looting, and violence that's been unleashed in our streets. It's an abomination to the Lord at the same level. I don't want to candy coat this at all. What happened was unjust, but what's happening to our streets and destroying us is injustice as well. And I have been in the courts of heaven over and over on this, pleading with the Lord over America, other places. I saw the false lion or a lie to people to get them to think that this is all right. The false justice system kicked into place and there's been violence and looting and continued to spread the COVID-19 in mass crowds of the peaceful protesters because they're not social distancing, and someone needs to tell people that wearing a mask is not social distancing. You got to be careful still. So the plan of the enemy is to destroy our economy that was already under attack. The plan of the enemy is to destroy us people and overwhelm the healthcare system once again with COVID-19 through the spread of the peaceful protesters and the looters who started to come together without social distancing. The plan of the enemy is to prevent churches from meeting together. This is not a person. You can't blame this on the president or a person. This is definitely the plan of Satan. And I released this a little bit ago, but I want to give it to you again, is to decree Psalm 7, verse 9. O God, who searches the hearts of men, put an end to the violence and set the righteous free to be secure. So Lord, we pray that. And I'm going to present to you now the prophetic word that I got for the month of June, which the Lord is showing that he is in control. There is a response coming. In fact, as you'll hear, it's a very encouraging word, but we need to continue to press in right now and get our cities back, get our streets back in Jesus' name. Thanks so much.
Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's June 3rd, 2020. And the first Wednesday of every month on my podcast, I release a prophetic word for the month and beyond. And this is a powerful one. I'm excited for what God has. God's moving right now at Pentecost during the season that we're in and bringing a solution to the COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic. And also, there's some things happening that's going to help align you with God's timetable. And I'm excited about this powerful encounter I had. DougAddison.com, my website. Follow me on social media, The Doug Addison Facebook, Doug T. Addison on Instagram and Twitter. Also, grab the Daily Prophetic Words, hashtag Daily Prophetic, in case you don't get those. You can get them delivered to your email box as well by going to my website. All right, well, you can enter your questions in. We take them serious. We'll be doing some Q&A at the end. But right now, I'm excited for this is a timing word that's going to help you, and it's based around May 31st, 2020, even though this is later on, but that's what the Lord said. That these words I'm about to be released to you have specific dates that are coming and how to pray. But God's outside of time, so don't worry if you weren't listening to this later. Lord, we thank you for your perfect alignment and the solution that's coming from heaven right now for COVID-19 storm we're in. We continue to pray for those who are afflicted, who are affected by this time, those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost their jobs. We want to pray for the strength of our first responders, our medical people as well. We want to pray, Lord, that you would bring about the solution that you are saying that's coming from heaven now during this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me tell you a little bit. I'm a times and seasons type of prophetic person. So right now we are actually in a time and a season that are different than what you might think. We're in a time of trouble, but the season is preparation. God's going to use this, what was intended for evil. He's going to turn this around for good. And so this is definitely a time where God's going to prepare us for what's ahead. Jeremiah 31:13. I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. That's what's coming right now. We're in this season, Passover to Pentecost, which was back in March. Pentecost is now, we're in the midst of it. It was just last weekend, May 31st. It was the actual Pentecost Sunday, but it's also a Jewish holiday that's celebrated called the Feast of Weeks. And it's 7 weeks after Passover. I don't know if you understand the significance of this, but during this time, Jesus was crucified at Passover or Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And during this time, between Passover and Pentecost, you could actually get strategies that you need from heaven. And it was on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the church for the first time in Acts chapter 2. And we can pray for that type of power right now and press in and pray. And I'm excited for this prophetic word for Pentecost. And the Lord spoke to me some powerful preparation and timing things that you'll need. So this starts May 31st, 2020. And he said, for the next 7 days, I'm going to move. Then 7 weeks. And then 7 months, things are going to shift. So that's all based on May 31st, 2020 from Pentecost Sunday. And 7 days later, you're going to see, and the Lord says in 7 days, which will be June 7th, a dramatic shift is going to happen and a change in the battle against the COVID-19 storm. Watch for this shift, the change of the supernatural healing. Power is going to be released. Medical solutions are going to start coming. Psalm 120, I called on the Lord in my distress and he answered me. So many people have been calling on the Lord right now. And in our distress, God is now sending a solution. I saw this previously, but it wasn't the right timing. I didn't know when it was coming. I know it was heading, but now the Lord's giving this specific word. The timing is happening at Pentecost for the solution to come. So we're going to start seeing this up here. Now, for the next 7 weeks, that takes us up to July 19th or the middle of July or so. The Lord, he spoke this to me, Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 3. He says, people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned, and he has enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before him. The Lord said, I'm releasing revelation and power to my people who have suffered. For the next 7 weeks, the Lord says that new joy is going to begin to come and replace the time of suffering from now through right around July 19th. You're going to reap a harvest for things that you've sown in past seasons. And at the end of the 7 weeks, you're going to look back and say, I'm in a new place. And as the Lord spoke this to me, I was shown a gate opening up in the spiritual realm. And his spiritual gate had the name on it called joy. The Lord is going to open joy. Now, don't be discouraged. Some people are been so beat down from all of this. You're thinking 7 more weeks. I can't even handle another day. There's going to be things shift in the midst of this. So over the next 7 weeks, we're going to start seeing things happen. And then 7 months, which will be December 31st, 2020. Do you believe actually that, let me just go behind the scenes here, is the Lord spoke this to me 3 years ago on Pentecost, which was the same day, the date of Pentecost this year. So it was a May 31st, 2017. I had this encounter. It was a heavenly encounter. The Lord spoke these dates and then some extra ones that I'm adding right now to bring it up to date. But he spoke this 3 years ago. I thought it was going to happen 3 years ago, but it's lining up to happen right now. And I've had another extra encounter on top of this. So for the next 7 months, from May 31st, for 7 months is December 31st. The Lord is moving right now to position you under the flow of his power and his promises. Psalm 126, 4 and 5. This is in the Passion Translation. You should write this down. Psalm 126, 4 and 5. Passion Translation, because it's what God's doing and he needed to decree this in your life. Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May the streams of your refreshment flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. And those who sow in tears will reap a harvest of joyful shouts of glee. Over the next 7 months, the Lord's going to position you for the flow of this. And that's not, you're going to wait till 7 months or anything like that. It is over the next 7 months. I would press in right away and ask God to begin to open this up to you. The Lord said, I'm going to move in unusual ways and through circumstances that you might not understand at first. But stand on this word. Stand on my word right now. And in 7 weeks, I'm going to bring things into a place and the new gate of joy is going to open. In 7 months, you're going to enter into a season of new power and glory. Now, expect to receive repayment during this time for the attacks of the enemy. God is now breaking the clouds of darkness. He's bringing people out of the wilderness season. You might be in different times, different timings, but he is doing this. And we will enter into this new season of joy, of God's light shining upon us. And our tears, we are going to reap for all the tears that we've sown. And this is a time that God's releasing a new sound from heaven. Acts 2:2. Then suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, a rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. That was the day of Pentecost, right? The Lord is releasing a new sound from heaven right now. This new sound is going to shift things. Now, we did need to. We needed to take back the airways, what was intended for evil. The enemy was trying to get us to not meet together. We had to. We had to not meet. We had to do social distancing, things like that. But, you know, the Lord's going to use that as we've taken back the airways. But now it's important for churches to begin to reopen safely. You know, don't take the word of a prophet and start going out and just laying hands on people without praying through and being safe and still practicing social distancing in the process. But as churches begin to reopen during Pentecost season and safely, what the enemy had tried to do by causing us to not to be able to come together, watch for the power to increase. And we're going to see some things happen. I tell you, it was very important for us to be able to open. And I did do a episode 127 of Spirit Connection podcast as steps on how to have faith and be safe. I talk about how to reopen churches, you know, with a safe measure. And I was even using conservative numbers. You could use greater numbers, whatever God leads you to. But right now, there's strategies flowing from heaven. He showed me that he's releasing these. These are things that we need as we come together in person. You know, we just pray about this, of course. But as we come together in person, it's going to shift the heavenly realms. And we will see COVID-19 healing begin to happen. We will see things happen as God's doing it. We'll also get financial solutions for those who have been in need. And so, Lord, we cry out right now. We ask that you send that help from heaven. For those who can't make it just another day, we pray for the shift in the storm to happen. We speak to the storm, to peace be still. Now, in the midst of this, I saw the Joseph people. God is awakening the Joseph people, bringing them out of prison. Joseph was in Genesis 40. He had an amazing anointing to be able to get words from God and strategies on how to reap in the downturn. And God's releasing that over the next few months as well. I keep talking about it because I want to activate it. I haven't seen it yet. I just did an online training about it where we talk about strategies from heaven and about how to open it up. I feel like God's going to do something new. All right, let me recap this. In 7 days from May 31st, that will be June 7th, you're going to start to see a dramatic change take place. And then in 7 weeks, July 19th or so, right in there, over those 7 weeks, the new gates of joy will begin to open and revelation is going to be released from heaven. And then 7 months, over the next 7 months, through December 31st, we're going to enter into this new season. During this time, we don't have to wait until then. Don't feel like it's another 50 laps, you know, like the Lord's punishing you in any way. In fact, you need to step up right now. This is a time to step up because it's a global storm. And yes, it's been hard, but do the hard thing. Get in there, pray. Get in there, break isolation. Get in there, do something that would bring you out of wherever it is that you are. And I'm going to pray and activate this. Lord, I thank you that you're releasing something. The power of Pentecost is here. I pray now, Lord, and activate that 7 days after Pentecost, June 7th, will be the release of power from heaven over this, over the storm. And the 7 weeks through July, the middle of July, as the gates of joy begins to open, I saw these things, Lord, activate joy now. We don't have to wait till then. And also the revelation that's going to be flowing over the next 7 months through December 31st as we enter into a new season. Lord, I pray that this word would bless people over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months. I pray, Lord, that you would bring about what you intend for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, stay up with everything I have on my app, the Doug Addison app. Just go to the Apple App Store or Google Play. Just put in my name, Doug Addison, and you can find that. And if you turn on notifications, you'll get the daily prophetic words delivered or also notifications of when I go live. Spirit Connection is done every Wednesday, so you can check that out as well. I've been live streaming. I tell people I've been live streaming since about 2008. I was doing webinars in 08, and I started the Spirit Connection, the streaming, the next year in 2009, and been blogging since 2006. So I'm not boasting. I'm just saying I've been taking the airwaves for a while now, and you need to join me now in the midst of this. I'm going to be doing a training in June. It's a workshop. It would be the School of Ministry level training, is what I say, if I was to come out to your church or if I was to go out like I used to do. I used to go out and train at the schools of the supernaturals everywhere. I would do these workshops similar to what I do online now. June 20th, 2020. Yeah, 6/20/2020. And I really have been wanting to train people on this for a while, but it's on times and seasons. It's called Get Aligned, how to understand times and seasons, how to operate in the times and seasons anointing called the Issachar anointing. Just go to DougAddison.com/align and get aligned for this next season. We're doing an early bird special, $32 through June 4th. You can take advantage of that if you're catching this right away, or it's going to go up to $37 if not. DougAddison.com/align. Also consider donating to what we do. We give as much away as we can for free, but we also appreciate our partners. DougAddison.com/give. You can become a partner. I do a monthly mentoring session with their partners. I pray for the partners every day. We value. We have a partner coach, even in a Facebook page, if you want to become part of that as well. And right now, I want to shift things over to do some Q&A, because a lot of people ask questions, and you can type in your questions, and we have them, and we track them. We have several people who take them seriously, and we pray over them, and we try to get answers out as much as we can. But one of them that we're getting a lot right now is about isolation and dealing with social distancing. You know, I heard one person say that I'm ready to go crazy. I can't stay at home another month. I don't know what to do to snap out of this. And someone else said, you know, I keep hearing people say use social media to overcome isolation, but people are isolated with their families. And, you know, it's hard to feel that you're not alone. And I feel like I'm in a downward spiral. What can I do? Well, first of all, I know it's not easy. And we're all in this together right now. But you can take some steps and do things safely. And this is what Linda and I did. You know, we've had to do things because of family members, and we have we have someone we're dealing with in their 90s, you know, so we want to be very careful. Also, we're practicing social distancing ourselves, but it is a difficult time. I'm not going to say it isn't, but what you could do is take a step. In fact, our neighborhood did this about halfway through the order of stay at home. In fact, we're still on orders here in LA, stricter than some of the other areas of the country. But we abide by them, and we wear masks as we go out. But get out every day. Here's some steps. If you feel like you're isolated, first of all, begin to agree with others in prayer on it. And get out every day. Take a walk. You know, just don't stay home if you can, if it's possible for you to do this. We did a social distancing gathering in my neighborhood. And we just, like it was a Friday night, we put the chairs in a circle in someone's driveway. And we kept 6 feet apart and just got to know some new neighbors, got to do that. We started noticing that as we're out on walks, and even something I've never seen in Los Angeles. I've lived in other places in the South, and people wave all the time in North Carolina and all the other places we live. But in L.A., no one would wave, you know. But now people are waving. So in other words, there's a shift happening. You need to get out there, be safe, you know, and still stay in faith. And isolation, I know it's difficult, and we do a social distancing with elderly relatives, and, you know, we try to do a weekly meal where they're on the porch and we're, you know, sitting in the yard. There's different things that you can do. Maybe you could visit some people that you know. You know, I'm talking about the people who are in isolation here and been really down about that. All right. Well, Lord, we pray that you break this, the spirit of isolation. We pray that you would break the spirit of fear. We pray that you would break off any depression that this is trying to cause and step up right now in Jesus' name. You know, it's hard. This is a hard time. So do the hard thing, you know. Step up and get out of what the enemy's trying to do, however he's trying to rattle you, that way that you can get out and shift things over you. And don't let, by the way, the things that you see on TV, maybe you see a group of people meeting together, you know, without masks or without social distancing. Don't let that discourage you from doing it properly. And we need to be careful, be safe again, but we need to also not let the things that would, you know, deter us from not being able to meet again. I believe we need to start meeting again as churches safely. Now, this is a big division that you, no matter where you talk, you know, some people have different opinions. This is what I feel is needed right now because of the new sound that needs to come from heaven. Safely, of course. But we use different things, you know, to meet video, on video. But then, again, it is difficult. And I just want to acknowledge that. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I want to say this about the Joseph people. There's been several questions that come in about it. And I've been training on the Joseph people anointing for a while, and I am one of them because, you know, if you hear my story, here I am, a business person, left my six-figure job, you know, went into ministry years ago, and definitely not doing this for the money, giving everything we can back into the kingdom. But at the same time, we need to position ourselves so that we can be blessed to be a blessing and be ready for seasons like this. And it's during these seasons that the Joseph people can step up and help. But it's not just people who are millionaires or people who have money. It's people who actually can hear the voice of God and change the atmosphere wherever they are, at whatever level. That's what I saw. So one person says about the Joseph anointing, it was a question. I know people want to start businesses to supply the kingdom. But the ones I've seen don't ever succeed, and it's in their heart to do so, but they keep failing. Yes, the answer is yes, I've seen that. In fact, I went into debt myself when I was trying to start this for the first time. I went into debt a couple times over because the enemy was against this thing so heart. And I did a workshop called Strategies from Heaven, How to Prosper in Difficult Seasons, where I talk about this. And if you tried and you failed, then you need to break this off. Here it is. It's an attack from Acts chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. Acts 7, 18 and 19. This is about a demonic force coming against the Joseph, actually the Joseph anointing even. And this is Stephen recounting this, but he says this. He said, "Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. He dealt treacherously with our people and opposed our ancestors by forcing them to throw out their newborn babies so that they should die." Now, the New Testament mentions this was an evil, which is a demonic king or a power or a principality that's been coming against the Joseph people and trying to kill the babies. Now, this is symbolic. Let me just say this. It's a symbolic understanding of, if it were a dream, what would it mean? Babies represent new things. So we have this demonic king, this demonic principality, whatever you want to call it, this power, coming against the Joseph people and killing, spiritually, killing off the businesses. Babies represent new ministries, new callings, new things. And so I discussed this in my webinar last weekend, the Strategies from Heaven. I revealed it just recently, just this month. I hadn't seen this before. So you need to break that off. So we just pray right now, Lord, over this demonic king from Acts 7, 18 and 19. We break off its power. We break off the attack of this over the Joseph people, male and female. We pray now that they would stop killing the spiritual babies, the businesses, the ministries, the ideas, the inventions, in Jesus' name. Now, you want to go into that more deeply, and I do encourage you to check out that webinar that I did. It's for resale right now in my store about Strategies from Heaven, where I talk about developing the Joseph anointing. I believe we need this right now. And again, it's for people at different levels. You don't have to be a millionaire type of thing. You don't have to be a business person. I was operating in the Joseph anointing a long time ago. The Lord had led me out of my current, or at that time, my job, and to be able to, you know, basically work on computers at the time. And I was able to shift my finances and get a plan to go into ministry much quicker than if I'd stayed in my regular job. And so I ended up starting a computer business in the midst of it. The Lord blessed it. But that was a Joseph type of calling that I had. Then I did it again with my wife and I when we were in debt and we were in a bad situation in 2008 during the downturn. The Joseph type of anointing. The Lord showed us how to prosper in the downturn. We were able to make money off of a house in 2008. And we're not like flippers or anything like that in any way. But I'm just saying, you could do it at any level that God wants to bless you right now to get out of debt or to align with new things, to help support ministries, to help support people. And I want to pray over this because I feel it, especially as we're going into this next 7 month word, that God's raising up the Joseph people. I'm going to start doing more Joseph training. I just did that first workshop for the first time. I've really trained on it. But I want to go some deeper training on how to operate in this and how to release finances into the kingdom so that we can pay it forward and so we can help people right now who are in need. So, Lord, we pray for this. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would activate the Joseph people anointing. I pray, Lord, that you would cause people that would increase in their money and their wealth and their influence. Also, the strategies from heaven. That's what I saw. I saw many people. I want to activate this. I saw men, mostly women. But it's not limited to that. But when I had this vision, I saw mostly women who were intercessors. They were praying and they were getting, something was coming to them. And they were getting strategies from heaven over finances. They didn't realize it, but while they were praying in the spirit, it was being released to the business world. And I saw them just as a being part of the team and intercession for the Joseph people, or intercession in the midst of business, is really important. And we do it, we value intercession in our ministry. And I saw people interpreting dreams. I saw visions, being given visions, and they didn't understand it. And I'll give you an example. What really shifted what you're seeing right now, Spirit Connection podcast on a video format, was actually given in a dream to a woman in her 80s who didn't even know what a podcast was several years ago. And she had a dream of me, and she saw Doug Addison. She contacted me, said, I saw a video of you all over the world, and it was a podcast. And I had my live stream going only once a month at the time. This was 5 years ago, I think, or more. And in the midst of that, here's an 80-year-old woman said, I don't even know what a podcast is. And she got this revelation, released it to me, and we developed the Spirit Connection podcast that you see now. That's from someone in their 80s, an intercessor, who prayed and released it. So that's an example as well. So I'm excited for what's coming. Remember to register right now for the How to Understand Times and Seasons training, June 20th, 2020, DougAddison.com/align. Also, I want to just pray right now for your alignment. The Lord knows exactly what you need. If you've lost your job, if you've lost loved ones, if you've been walking through a difficult season, I pray and prophesy right now over you that in the next 7 weeks, new joy is going to come. The next 7 months, things are going to shift and repositioning is going to happen. The Lord is with you. He has not forgotten you. Watch for the gates of joy. Call it down right now. Watch for the change to start to happen. Wow, I'm excited. The presence is so strong right now. And I just want to say thank you so much and bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.